morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. We begin our meeting today with an invitation led by Commissioner Austin, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Austin.
Don't mind, please, by the way. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us that divine wisdom, not just this elected body, but every elected individual in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you empower our employees to do their job to the best for the people of Jefferson County. And make we, as a body, make decisions that benefit us as a whole. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the families that have loved ones away, making sure our democracy is free. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with Adams County Auditor. I may consider approved budget transfer from Health and Welfare for vehicle insurance for mobile unit in the amount of $3,523. $7,046, huh?
Yes, it was split between the two departments.
Very good. Item B is consider approved budget transfer from Constable Precinct 6 for additional cost for equipment for vehicles in the amount of $560. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 467479 through 467759. Motion on both items under audit.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Austin, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, this is for Fran. Under bills paid, under Precinct 2, it looks like City of Evelyn on there twice for the second month.
We got the printer jam, and so the some of those checks are being collected.
Okay. Thank you.
As a county clerk, we have one item to consider approved proclamation for volunteers for Democracy Day.
Judge. We can call for a vote on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under county clerk, item A is consider approved proclamation for volunteers for Democracy Day to pay tribute to all volunteers contributing to the election process in Jefferson County, as designated by Senate Bill 393, effective September 1st, 2007. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Holmes. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Unanimously, as the county commissioners, item A is consider properly approved accepting Prairie Lane and the county road.
Judge, can we take that separate?
Yes. Okay. Item B is to receive and file the oath of office and statement of office for the Commissioner of Sabine Nation's Navigation District for Paul Beard, Hugh Bernard Gears, Richard Lewis, Joseph Johnson, and Kenneth Duhon. Item C is to possibly approve a deed for the transfer of land from Mark L. Lee, James C. Scarborough, Stuart C. Scarborough, for an easement on Range Road to dedicate a right of way for drainage improvement. Do I have a motion on item B and C?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Holmes, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Just verifying with engineering that we got all the required documents signed and the survey and all that stuff came through. Ernest is working on that for
yes, sir.
Architect.
Yes, we do have it in final form.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under county commissioners, item A is considered properly approved accepting Prairie Lane in the county road system. Prairie Lane located precinct number 3. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Yes. Did you have any issues,
Yes, sir. I haven't received any documentation on this road, but there are several things that we require if we take in a private road into our system, and I haven't received documentation to show that this road has met those requirements.
Jason, please go to the mic. Did y'all forward all the documentation to Steve for us engineers getting involved in this road?
No.
Y'all didn't?
Y'all did it, spoke with him and...
I spoke with him.
Yes.
Did you ask for any documentation?
Yes, sir. I mean,
That's back in September.
Back in September. I haven't seen anything since September.
I called you last week and you called me back up after hours.
Yes, sir.
But we did have all the documentation. We have the Seminole here and I'm asking the court to pass this item. And I have a packet here to me.
Yes.
It meets everything we're asking. Seminole, would you like to say anything about what, why you're requesting this?
No, I was just wondering if you could take it over.
Can you approach the mic? I just want to clarify some things that was said.
Be relaxed first.
This man.
Yeah, be relaxed.
That you did have a discussion with previous engineers about what needed to be done.
Yes, sir. Judge A. Little did all the work on it and I had a survey and all that. I think it was to the standards.
Jason, y'all went out and checked the road?
Went out and checked it again this morning to make sure there's 10 inches of limestone. The length of the road is 653 feet. The width of the road is 27 foot wide. And there is drainage on both sides of it.
Right, and I drove out yesterday and looked at it. And some, no, I went to the wrong house. That's why I was knocking on those people's door. I'm surprised they didn't shoot me.
No, they're both police officers from Jefferson County.
Yeah, that's even more than they called down to the door. But okay, thank you. I'm asking the court to support that. Thank you, Mr. Seminole, for coming.
Thank you.
I thought we required a 60 foot wide Jefferson County road.
We do require a 60-foot right-of-way, especially on new roads. This road was just put in recently, and we require surfacing as well.
Where is this road at?
It's off of Seminole Road. Off of Seminole.
Come back to the mic with Seminole.
Hold on, you just said surfacing. What you mean?
Yes, sir.
It does have a 60-foot right-of-way.
If any new road that we would take on a system would either have to have chip seal, asphalt,
no, that's not
or
true,
concrete.
Man. When did that pass?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what's in our subdivision ordinance.
No.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That may be in it, Commissioner. That may be in it, but we've accepted road for those since I've been on the court. I think Seminole, we accepted under your leadership, well, Mr. Rayo, as your assistant. All the roads, or what's the other roads that lead into Seminole? Come on, Jason, gotta get to the mic. That's why I got you.
All the roads in Bergeron. Well, I kind of have a question about that since I'm up here. Well, all the roads in Bergeron addition there, like I paid $70,000 to have my road done, and all the roads there, Bergeron's, they didn't pay for that. Y'all did, and I was wondering why.
Well, we did help me out, Jason, the rock we put down there, the limestone. We haven't chip sealed them, we haven't done anything. We did take them in our road system. And one of the reasons you probably paid for that, Jason, can you explain that? Because you never talked to me until last week. So that was another
issue. So if I had to ask y'all would pay for the rock?
We do subdivisions. We require to do every business in subdivision, build them to county standards.
But Bergeron's didn't?
I don't know how that happened.
We were getting road mileage prior to, and Mr. Rayo, our engineer at that time, said we need to do some work on the road to be in compliance, and that's part of why we did some of the work we did, because the state gives us money for roads we take in, but they require you to maintain and make them passable. They hadn't started building homes on those roads until recently, and if you know where they have the homes, the road has been chip sealed and in good condition. The other roads are just limestone until they start developing them as you're doing. And that's one of the reasons.
Okay.
If I can ask, where is this located?
In Hampshire.
Hampshire. Whereabouts? Does it come off of the county road or?
Yeah.
What's it in the
It's coming off West Hampshire behind the Bergeron addition.
Yes.
Seminole comes in and recently we took in Seminole, which was not in as good a shape as she does have this road.
When did we take in, when was Seminole taken in?
I don't know exactly, the Bergeron and Seminole was taken
about
in
two or three years ago.
About 3 years ago.
Obviously this is Commissioner Senegal's precinct, and I'm gonna stay in my own lane. I would like to ask if we could at least table this and let Steve look at it.
No, so I'm not tabling. I gave Steve every opportunity last week to get with me on this issue. I asked it to be on the agenda because this lady's been waiting. We maintain the roads. We maintain the road. Jason, do you see any problem? And now you can tell me if you get a vote. Do you see any problem with the road?
No, it's one of the better roads that we have taken.
And the agenda item was put out when, Thursday?
Sorry.
When was the agenda put out this long?
Thursday.
Okay,
Thursday.
Steve, I called you Wednesday to clear this up. I went out personally yesterday. Jason's been out two or three times. Now, if y'all want to table it, but I'm not going to hold this lady up another day. Thank you.
I understand. I'm just trying to make sure that at least they have
Steve, you don't take care of our rules.
I understand that, but we have subdivision regulations.
And we haven't been following. If he said every road got to be chip sealed, we haven't been following that. It's not fair to this lady. I got his information that has been chip sealed. And I know we haven't been doing that, and that's not something we want to get into this discussion. Now, if he's the new engineer and he wants to start that process, I want to see it in writing, and I want to see it followed by every precinct.
Well, I agree with you. I think that we ought to be following, and that's where the problems come in, is where we don't follow our rules.
That's right. But Mr. Ray,
well, let me finish. You have enough time.
Yeah. If then y'all at your lane now. I think.
We have subdivision regulations. If you want to do something that goes against those, we need to look at changing the subdivision regulations. We need to have consistency throughout the county. And if there's a reason to change them, and if it's a good road, I won't have any problem with it. But if it's something that impacts the overall budget of the county, that is my lane.
And I agree with you, Judge. My problem is, Mr. Seminole, when did you ask this road to be taken in?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. You spoke with my road bridge superintendent at that time who told you to do this. You spoke with Mr. Don Rail, right?
And Mr. Redwine.
Yeah, and Mr. Redwine. They told you, and you've done that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if we want to look at it now, she started 2 years ago. If we want to look at changing it now, I want it brought to the court to be changed, but I'm not going to hold it. So the next person come in, let's fine, let's dance. But this lady's not going to be held up anymore. And we're crying something that they told us she didn't have to do 2 years ago. Now, if the regulation was violated, it was violated by other people prior to her asking today for the road. And it's only 600. And I have no problem with it. We're going to, you know, with Seminole, which is in front of her property, the road is adjacent. And I mean, runs vertical into Seminole. This is, as Jason said, we took that in, and it's in good shape now because my guy's working. But the road she put in is even in better shape. So I totally agree, Judge. I don't violate the law. But a handshake, and that's the problem. A handshake and my word is going to be my word. And if we're going to go back on what the regulations are, we need to look at the whole county.
Is this going to be subdivided? Is this going to be subdivided?
It already is.
She's done everything with the engineer.
It was platted as a private road.
It never been subdivided as a public road.
Never has been subdivided as a public road, no sir, as a private
road. That's where we've run into problems with the past. If you've waited 2 years.
But my surveyor can do that and you know, turn it over.
I'm not opposed to it at all. I just think, you know, there's nothing even on the backup, no map, no drawing or nothing. And I think it'd be in the county's best interest. And I understand your point, Commissioner, you don't want to hold it.
I have a drawing.
I have the plan here, it's filed here.
Yeah, I have everything. And I tried to meet with Mr. Stafford on this last week, but he was busy. That's another issue. When the commissioner called, and that's why I put it on the agenda, because I give you the opportunity to talk to me off the record, because that's the way I do business. But when you don't talk to me off the record.
I was corresponding through email. Tanya was corresponding back and forth in your name. I thought that was getting to you.
I talked in person with something serious, though. And you busy, I give you that. I don't want to get into it. You have a plat, Jason, with you?
Yes.
Ms. Seminole, can you provide the plat? We can, y'all can vote to table it. I object to table it.
Sir?
So I was telling the court, just judging.
I just want to be clear. Precinct 3, Mr. Seminole, I just want to make sure that when we look at these things, that at least it goes to the engineer's office. It'd be no different than anything else coming up. on another precinct. I'm not opposed to it, and if it comes back up Monday and Steve looked at it, it meets all the requirements, and it meets the requirements. That's bottom line.
That's my concern, is that she's been working on it 2 years. I want to put it off a week, because I didn't know anything about it until I read the agenda yesterday. The problem that this causes for us is that we have subdivision regulations. If we don't follow it, then when the next person comes up and wants to bring something in the county road system that does not meet our specs, then we're not going to be able to say no. We're not, our specs are going to be meaningless.
And I totally agree with you, Doug. But when you tell someone 2 years ago what's required, and then the day she come in and she spent over $70,000, I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm not disagreeing, but bottom line is I drove out there 2 or 3 times, including yesterday on MLK birthday. If engineering wants to see it for themselves, it's not chip seal. I can promise you it's not chip seal. But neither is other roads that we've taken in. So I'm having a problem with. Because if you drive out there next week, he'll come back and say it's not chip seal. No, it's not. I'm telling you. For the record, it's not chip seal. It's limestone. Just like other roads we've taken in. And the lady spent $70,000.
The whole Bergeron addition.
It's all limestone that we've taken in.
They did go by a subdivision plat that was followed from the county that JJ followed. It's all to what the county had asked for.
Between the high school and I-10, or is it on the west side of that?
So where the baseball field is.
Yeah.
Then back behind there's the Bergeron addition, and then there's West Powers, and West Hampshire. It's right past Powers.
Right on the baseball field.
West Hampshire.
And you just said that the information she received came from the county? Steve, what you know about that? You need to be looking this way now.
Yes, sir. No, well, all I can say is it didn't come from me.
You were the assistant?
Yes, sir.
There's two homes, brand new homes and other homes being...
There's four.
Four being on that. That's tax dollars. Listen, y'all, let's vote. I don't want to care because I'm getting a little upset. And I don't want to because my word has always been my bond. And I told this lady, it shouldn't have been even discussed, but I had some objection even putting it on the agenda.
But you can only give your word for your individual vote. Give your word for the whole court.
Well, my word on LaBelle Road, Judge, that we're finna spend $2 million on that engineering was involved in. And my deal is we take care of roads in my precinct. My superintendent road crew is capable of taking care of 650-foot road and get this lady going forward and all that. So I don't, if the regulations are going to be followed, let's follow them from today moving forward. But she started 2 years ago, spent $70,000 on what the county told her to do. And it's not chip seal. So if you walk out, if you go out there today, you're going to see it's not chip seal.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we don't inject it because of that.
Let's say that, but we're not going to say that, tax dollars being spent. We spent a lot of tax dollars on errors.
Well, Commissioner, I'll say this. I'm not against it, but I want to see some more information and see it go through engineering. At least table it for a week and let your staff...
Yes, sir, no. Are you okay with tabling it for a week?
Yes, sir. If you are.
Well, I'm going to vote against tabling it, but if they do it, that's fine.
The motion is just to...
Steve, you need to explain something.
Yes, sir.
One, it doesn't meet the specifications of the county, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you go out and check the road? What did your staff do?
Yes, we have been out and looked at it. Just like he said, a limestone road with ditches on the side, cul-de-sac at the end.
Okay.
And what I've looked at, and of course it was platted as a private road, so we don't usually get involved very much in private roads. We don't put all our standards on them. But if that property had been platted as a public road, our restrictions are if it's going to be designed, it has to be designed to hold up a 65,000 pound load. All the drainage has to be complete, which I understand it is. And our three options are chip seal, asphalt, or concrete. And that's, if somebody's coming in and develop a public road for us that we're going to take over, we wouldn't accept it if it wasn't with one of those three surfaces and the proper design.
And that information was given to her, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, from my point, for me, it was given back in September. That's when I became involved in this.
But she had received information 18 months before then.
Right, as a private road. As a private road, though.
And we give, for the private road sector, we give out what information?
Well, on a private road, we tell them, I don't know exactly what was told at that point, but we don't really govern a private road. You know, we just say, if it's private road, it's private. Now, you've got to meet certain, I guess, certain minimum state standards, I don't know. But on private road, you're doing what you pretty much you want to do. As long as you meet our minimum lot widths and things like that. But and I'm not trying to get against anybody. All I can do is go back and go by the letter of the law. And I'm trying to keep all of us out of trouble with that. If it's written in there, I'm a rules guy. I'm going to go back to what's written in there specifically. And it says, there's a part in there that says, if we're going to take on a private road, it has to meet all the county standards. And so that's why I raised the red flag, because it doesn't, and I don't want to get in trouble.
So if it was a private road and the commissioner wanted to take it on,
yes, sir,
it would meet what standards then?
If it's a private road, then it needs to be brought up to our standards before we take it over.
And what those standards would be?
Has to be able to handle a 65,000 pound load for a residential street. It was higher for it's 80,000 pounds for a main street, but 65,000 for a residential street. And it would have to have the proper right-of-way width. This is already dedicated. I think all the right-of-way was dedicated at one time, so that's fine. It's in good shape there. And then the road would have to be surfaced.
It would have to be surfaced if it was a private road.
Before we take it over.
If it was a private road before we took it in, it'd have to be surfaced.
Yes, sir.
When did that come into effect? Because that is not the way we have taken in roads.
It has been.
After we did those roads in Pine Island, is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure about that, but I'm only referencing subdivision. It is a private road until we accept it.
Right.
And as a private road that's being developed in a subdivision, the developer has to bring it up to our standards before we can take it in under inventory and maintenance.
And that's the subdivision side. Yeah. That's why I was asking on the question on the private road side.
Yes.
Because how many have to be in it to be classified as subdivision?
I haven't had a private road to be requested. To come into,
I've had one.
I don't know that in my 16 years that we've had that issue came up before.
Yeah, it's been in the subdivision regs in our road regs for as long as I can remember. And the reason I remember talking to Don Rayo about it, asking him, because what happened is people were developing private road subdivisions. And come and want the county to take over it, and then all the residents within the subdivision wanted it asphalt and concreted at the county's expense, which is why our subdivision regulations say if you're going to do a subdivision, you want the plat approved by the county, then the roads have to meet our standards so that we don't have to use taxpayer funding and the commissioners get.
I've turned the roads down because they didn't meet our standards. We have concrete road in the Bergeron that we hadn't taken in yet because they didn't meet our standards. They went out and did what they did. And I would like to call them names, but they did what they did and they didn't want me to take it in. I said no, because more so, and it was at the behest of the engineer department, said no, they didn't call us when they did the road.
One thing that we did have an exception on when there was a bill passed in Austin that said we had the opportunity to take in all of those old county roads that had been maintained and weren't on our inventory or not recorded. Those roads were taken in under a exemption where they didn't have to be brought up to standards, but as long as we accepted them. Did I see you around it?
Yeah, that was House Bill 1117.
Clear up the fact that road that we had been maintaining. By adopting on that county road map, we would not have to in the future litigate whether it was a fee simple or an easement of long continued use, or, you know, it just, it gave them 2 years past that 2007 adoption to bring a claim around else they're otherwise forever considered county roads.
My only concern with this is, this lady got her information from our engineering department.
For a private road.
Well, I'll change it to a public road. I can have it changed over.
But the only way to change it to a public road is for us to accept it and for it to meet our standards for a public road.
I had it fixed the way they told me to do it.
For a private road.
At $70,000.
I understand. But I assume you sold lots to out of there.
No, I had to do, they told me I had to do that before I could sell the lots.
Thanks. What she's saying is, she got with the county engineering with Don Rayo and Mark Redline, and asked, how do I need to build this road? Because she knew that she wanted the county to take it in. So they said, you got to do this, put 10 inches of rock, 60 foot right away, improve ditches. So the paperwork that she filed that came from the county is what they did. And she's saying that to get to the standards that she was told, adding the limestone and all to the road was an additional $70,000 to get the 10 inches of limestone on the road.
And I can't sell a lot. I couldn't sell lots until I put the road.
Has her lots been sold?
Not all of them.
Has some? Off that road?
Yeah.
What was just stated? And the county gave that information to it, and it came from our engineering department. I would go with it. Let's move on.
No, she got the information for a private road, not for a public road.
Ms. Seminole, you live on, what road do you live on?
Seminole Drive.
Is it a county road?
Yes, sir.
Is it chip sealed?
No.
Thank you.
But see, they wanted that road because that goes back to the sewer plant.
To the sewer plant.
Yeah.
We accepted it. But it's not chip sealed.
No, sir.
But you are living on a county road. Right?
Yes, sir.
And our engineer department cleared you to.
Yeah, because they wanted it, because that's the only way they could get to the sewer plant.
Anybody know what year since that was accepted?
2 years, 3 years.
3 years ago. About 3 years
ago. I'm not sure what year.
I'm not sure
what year Seminole was accepted.
You may not have been here.
I call for the vote.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No. I'm on the vote on table.
No, we don't have a vote on table. We don't have a vote on table.
Well, I accept it.
Okay. Those against?
No.
Yes.
Now, with that being said, Judge and Mr. Attorney, if Commissioner Senegal gets this information and brings it forward and works with this resident and brings it back next Monday, is this something that would, or Tuesday, after the engineer, would it? Is that if it's the wishes of Commissioner Senegal to bring it back up on the agenda?
If it's the desire of the court to change our regulation to allow for us to take in those roads, then we can discuss that next week.
Let me say this here, Judge. You said that a couple of times, and that's why I went in depth to ask the questions I asked. We have a process in place. And our engineering department gave this lady information. And she followed what was given to her.
For a private road.
That's what you said. But I want to see it in writing.
Okay, and I'll be happy to look at whatever information.
As I'm saying, when she went through that process and did what they told her to do, whoever the engineering department was at that time, from Jefferson County. Well, with me right now, the problem is going against what we have in place that's been in place by our engineering department.
Does she have something in writing that says that the county will accept it in the county road system with the granite or whatever?
Limestone.
Then the limestone, then I will vote to approve it.
And I'm saying she lives on a road, how long is Seminole?
I'm not sure exactly, Commissioner.
I go in blocks.
Yeah.
Five, six blocks long, that's not,
and I want to know if it's accepted in the county road system, whether or not anything was said at that time.
So
I'm not going to say that I'm going to be against accepting in the county road system, but I want to know, I don't want us to violate our own rules.
I don't disagree with you.
Unless we change those rules.
And the only thing I would ask is, in my backup, like, I don't have anything. It's just an agenda item. Doesn't have the map of the road attached, doesn't have anything. Nothing on it. So if it comes up next Monday, Commissioner Senegal, and that's
Tuesday,
I'm sorry to have it. If we can have that information, and then whatever the information the engineer provides and the Senate to bring forward, that would be great.
I don't have anything in writing. I just did what they told me to do.
Ms. Seminole, are you going to chip seal that road between now and next Monday?
No.
Well, there's no need bringing it up. But I still object to
it. I said I'm willing to have a conversation about whether we want to change I'd want to hear from you about that. So I'm more than happy to talk about that.
We need to have us an executive session.
In September, when you talk to the Seminole, that's correct? I mean,
email.
Okay, email.
Yes.
Okay, in your email, did you provide her a copy with our current subdivision regulations requiring for it to be made a public road, that it had those options for service?
I did not send her a copy of our ordinance. I just took excerpts out of it to say
Did in your email it stipulate that she had to do that in order for it to be considered?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Seminole, did you get that email?
I got something like that, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it was communicated with you in order for it to be approved.
That was after the fact.
It was after the fact?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already done it. It's been done.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Just trying to clarify. Thank you.
So what about all the other roads that y'all took over that didn't have that done on?
We're going to investigate that and see what happened.
Seminole, we appreciate you for coming.
Yeah, I've not had any Precinct 1.
Mm-hmm.
The only ones we've had are subdivision built and developed by developers who either concrete, asphalt, or chip seal those roads before the county commissioners, take them over.
What road did you say was taken over that you're saying they didn't do?
Her road.
Seminole Drive.
And there was something else.
All the
Bergeron addition, and that's your question is why was that done?
Yes.
Okay, that's not my precinct, but that's kind of I have that question too. So
yeah, and we'd
postponed
until we get additional information,
sir.
I think we're postponing it until we get
the vote was to postpone it. Let engineer check and give the information to the court. Right now it's on postponement, okay?
So the agenda item didn't pass, but we're asking for more information if it comes back to the court. That's my understanding of Teresa.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yeah, well,
the agenda
the
item did not pass,
did
but
not
we're going to ask for additional information to come back to court.
Next Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
As soon as we get the information.
Okay. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Just for clarification, Steve, you going to send the court the information?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will.
And the county tax assessor collector, I may consider publicly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects to be held on Tuesday, the first Tuesday of March 2020. Do I have a motion on that?
I second,
but I have a question. And I wasn't here at the meeting, but if you don't mind, can you answer this one for me? I noticed that we had another refund, and it was a large amount. How are we getting those amount of money when we're having a refund deal? Where are they coming from? Because it was a large amount. I won't say the amount, but it was a large amount.
That
the person that sent the money in for the payment put the wrong account.
To the wrong account?
Correct.
Because I know that that had to be a big mistake at that amount.
Yeah, not our mistake.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, let's have it up the county treasurer. I've made it received file investment schedule for December 2019, including the year-to-date total earnings on Collin County funds. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver.
Well, if the treasurer want to come up and say anything, it's open for him to come to the mic and kind of update us with anything you want to let the public know anything.
We had a good year last year on our interest and investments. We accounted for about $1.3 million, which was about the same amount as we been able to raise the last 3 years, so combined. So it was a good year, our interest rate was higher, and when you carry the kind of balances we do, it adds up pretty quick. And so we've had 3 rate increases from the Fed. Fortunately for us, they maintained our interest rate throughout those 3 cuts. So we had a good year.
Thank you.
And thank you for the court and auditors and purchasing and everyone here that was very helpful during this first year for me, and mainly you, the court, for standing behind me. And every time I've called you, y'all have been very helpful. I appreciate that.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, tab it under engineering. We have 1 item 8. To consider and possibly approve tracts 3A and 3B, being 3.765 acres of land and a replat of all of Lot 3 in Boris Gordon Subdivision, Jefferson County, located off North Gordon Drive, precinct number 2, within the Nigerland ETJ. Plat has met all the Jefferson County Engineering platting requirements. What about the city of Nigerland?
They typically defer to us.
So you've reviewed all this, and what is the background on this?
It's just a single tract of almost 4 acres, and they're wanting to divide it into 2, 100-foot frontage on one and the remainder on the other. It meets our minimums easily.
Okay. Do we have that right that the city of Eden kind of deferred us? Because I don't want to get caught in something. We said back we need to only have from each of those ETJs, they're okay or they're signed off on. Do we have that in writing for
them? I'm not aware that we do, sir.
I need to find out.
I
need to get it on file.
Yes, sir, I agree.
Okay, and does PEPI work on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, any other discussion?
I think we have a motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Judge, we didn't have a motion on that item. Sorry.
Move.
And second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Yeah, that's evident. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything in the